We're joined now in the studio by one of those 47 movers and shakers, rejoining us for the second time this week, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Thanks for joining us again.
I'm glad to be here again. It was fun on Monday.
It was a really fun conversation.
It was Tuesday. Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
I had to laugh when Blake said, you know, you could have made it more interesting if you guys didn't get along. But I'm like, we're all working together. So there was not a big controversial conversation. We're actually pleased to be all working together.
Yeah.
It works. We get a better product for the whole community when
exactly.
we're all trying to work things out together.
It's actually a lot of fun. Just seeing the back and forth between people, because, you know, 95% of the time you get a bunch of people together on a panel, but it's Chapel Hill and Carrboro and everyone's sort of thinking along the same lines. And then every so often you get one panel. We had Schult people and developers and Chamber of Commerce people all together for a panel on development.
Mm-hmm.
So you know there's going to be some conflict and dissension there, but they all walked out talking to each other and smiling and shaking hands, and they still had conflicts, but we're starting to work towards some
common ground.
Yeah,
we have common ground. We all love this community. We have common ground. We want to see what's best for this community. And I know different people have different ideas, but we are growing. And so I guess we're trying to all shape how we grow, and we have different ideas. But at the end of the day, we all care.
And at the end of that panel, I was thinking about you because Aaron Nelson was there from the Chamber of Commerce. He said, look, we're all divided on all these issues. We all care about commercial development. So let's focus on that first.
Oh, like, please. Oh. Please, let's focus on that. I just came from the Triangle Commercial Real Estate Women's Meeting where they give out all the awards for all the creative, innovative new buildings that are going on around our region.
Nice.
And Chapel Hill didn't have enough on that list. We need to be up in our game on that. We need to have those commercial spaces that capture that innovation. And I sat next to people who raise investment money for new innovative companies, and they're saying, we want to be working in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
What have you got going on? So we were sharing, and we're going to get together later about things we have going on. UNC just had its innovation symposium on Tuesday night with all the great companies that are coming out of there.
Yeah.
Doing their pitch and their speed. It's amazing what's coming out of our economic engine in town.
It really is,
and we could be the next, I won't say Silicon Valley because I don't want to be Silicon Valley. I want to be the Chapel Hill version of creative and energetic and green.
Silicon Valley, but with like lower costs for everything, right?
Lower costs and more walkability and all that kind of stuff. We want to be uniquely Chapel Hill, but it needs to capture some of that innovation space.
Uniquely Chapel Hill. I like that slogan.
There you go.
We're always looking for the Chapel Hill version of Keep Austin Weird, because Keep Austin Weird is just perfect, so we can't have that. But I like uniquely Chapel Hill.
We are definitely uniquely Chapel Hill.
So uniquely Chapel Hill. Such for short.
There we go. We're such.
Yeah. All right. So that was earlier today, the T-Crew meeting, Triangle Commercial Real Estate.
Women. It was
okay.
Almost 500 women.
Wow.
Well, there were some guys in the room, I must admit. But we were very loud, by the way. It was hard to hear above us all. It was wonderful.
The men were standing by the door, like looking furtively towards the exits, just in case this is the beginning.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of good energy. So
and,
a lot of good things.
And I know Dwight Bassett at the forum was talking about a lot of commercial space coming in, retail space coming in, commercial space coming in. It's not built yet, but it's about to be. So.
And we want to build it innovative and creative.
Yep.
You know, we want to take advantage of what people are looking for today, and we would love to keep it affordable. Putting that all together takes a lot of effort, and we're actually looking at a public-private partnership to do a new venture downtown on West Franklin Street. That came before council last night, and we're going to proceed ahead with exploring that option. And so it was fascinating to see how we could work together to create space and affordable housing and parking all at once as a partnership. And so we're very excited about these kinds of opportunities.
So this is 415 West Franklin Street. So that big UNC building on West Franklin Street is across the street from that by the Lantern, 411 West, that area?
It's kind of actually very towards the end, you know, where Kipo's is in the courtyard.
Yes, yeah.
And then 411 and Lantern, and we have a parking space that the town actually owns next to 411, which is called 415.
Okay.
So we own that, and we could turn the proposal is to turn that into an office space / music venue / affordable housing and regular market rate housing, with turning the area behind, which is the courtyard parcels, into a parking deck that would also have some affordable / market rate housing on top of it. We desperately need a solution to some parking at that end of town. It would fit really well. I've seen the drawings and some suggestions, and so we're exploring those options, and I'm very excited about
that. That's really cool. Tell me about the music venue, because that sounds cool.
We're just looking to bring more music and more art to Chapel Hill so that we stay uniquely Chapel Hill. People want more things to do downtown and more showing that kind of culture that we do appreciate here. People like music. People like art. People like that, that all that comes with that creativity. And so we want to build more places to have that happen.
Mm-hmm. And as much as you can get, because I've only been to Asheville a couple of times, but every time I go, I'm struck by just how much music you hear just walking down the streets. And you get that a little bit on West Franklin when you walk by a local 506.
Yes,
you hear the music
yeah.
coming out. When you walk by the Cave, you hear it. If you walk by DSI, sometimes you can hear
you get some laughter.
Not music, but comedy.
Yeah.
And you can just feel the vibe. And I know Friday coming up at 140 West, you got the plaza
right,
and that
right.
going on.
I'm trying to activate that space. And there's actually someone's doing their dissertation on what ways to activate that space better for the town. And we're hopeful to take advantage of some of the ideas. We haven't seen it yet, so I'm excited to see what that reveals.
I'm glad you finished that sentence, because I was worried you were going to say someone's doing their dissertation at 140 West on Friday night. It's just going to be a three-hour reading.
You're going to read that dissertation. You're going to love it.
Chapter one.
No, we're looking for those creative and new ways. I think that's part of what the Chamber does with these inner city visits, is to help give us new ideas, which are wonderful to mm-hmm. see what other communities are doing, the best practices that we could bring back here. We have the Rosemary Street Project going on this summer, which is going to create a more friendly environment, better lighting, better sidewalks, a bike lane. And we're working towards more parking solutions. We're going to start that pilot program this summer,
nice.
Assuming the council approves it, which I hope they will, to take advantage of some things the summer to give that pilot test a shot to see for, and again, long-term, looking at building a parking deck.
So the project at 415 West, what's, I know, still in the discussion stages,
yes.
but what's the time frame on that?
Hopefully quicker than later.
Yeah.
We would like to be able to break ground and be somewhere in the 18-month to two-year time frame to get it going. So
okay.
we're talking about moving along. If this all pans out, there's still a lot of research to be done. And then we do take that break for the summer, so we're hopeful to get some kind of decision process going before we break for the summer.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, is the head of an organization that has just been certified by Orange County Living Wage.
Yay!
So we got to talk about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Very exciting.
We used to lead we were out there at the forefront of a living wage for our employees, and then things shifted and we're more incorporating of the part-time workers. So we had to really take a look at that, because we don't track our part-time workers, especially, this sounds terrible, but the lifeguards, the seasonal workers, the referees, you know, they come and go, but people sometimes have to cobble several jobs together to make one
yeah.
living work, and we wanted to be able to offer that living wage opportunity to be included in that. We value these employees. I mean, they're part-time, but they're needed services, and we want good people doing it, and we want to be able to reward good people for doing that.
Absolutely.
So we're very excited about that, and we're very appreciative of all the employers in town that are offering living wage and getting certified, and the group that's pushing it. It's a nonprofit group pushing it out of Porch, and it's our collaborative graduation with Porch, and I think it's wonderful.
Yeah,
thank them for doing that.
I think they're up to 58 now,
yeah.
Certified. 57, Chapel Hill was 57, and then I got an email today saying 58, so I think they added another
Yay!
One this week, but it's going on. I know next week, and I think we'll be talking about this next week sometime, but they're going to be doing an event at Vimala's to celebrate them. They're calling it a boycott as opposed
okay.
to a boycott. Like, it's a living wage employer. Let's actually go and support them and
yay.
Eat out.
Yay,
so,
let's
yeah.
definitely go and support them.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So that's really cool. And you know, think about it's difficult for a town, for a municipal organization like Chapel Hill to be a living wage employer, because you're talking about people who maybe are only working 5 or 10 hours a week.
Yes.
But
yes.
You did it. That's awesome.
We're determined to do it. It's
yeah.
it's a value that we hold dearly. We want people to be able to afford to be here. We want to pay people for their work. So we're excited and pleased that the council was on board, and that they living Orange County Living Wage Group gave us a little push, and that was good.
And this is good. This is the thing that our community can do even when House Bill 2 is on the books.
Ugh.
Like, the town can't set a living wage policy, but we can pay our own employees a living wage.
Correct.
We can't have a law on the books or an ordinance, but we can have an organization
yes.
like Orange County Living Wage that's out there encouraging people,
and
getting the word
example.
Out, and setting an example.
Modeling
yeah.
good behavior, modeling the right thing to do. Yes, we
absolutely.
Hope that. So Monday, we're going to have our work session. We got a little flip-flopped on dates usually we have work sessions on Wednesdays and business meeting on Mondays, but it was Passover, so we wanted to observe that. So we had our business meeting last night on Wednesday, but next Monday is a work session on affordable housing.
Nice.
We're trying to do some metrics of where we are. collectively with all our nonprofits, with all that the town's doing, with what the county's doing. Where are we? How much money do we spend on and where do we want to go? But first, we have to have all that data together to say, where are we? And then also council last night, from a petition from council member Green, brought in about having a collaborative effort with the county and Carrboro and Hillsborough to work together on affordable housing so they're not all trying to just do separate things and share best practices, share information. So it's really good.
And is that going to be discussed at the work session next week?
That part, they'll get that going. But no, our work session is basically what do we already have and where are we going? So we've been pulling rents and rates from private apartment complexes as well, just to know what rental rates are in the area. And it's going to be hopefully a very interesting meeting with understanding the metric. And we have someone leading the discussion, Dr. Hammonds from UNC, to help us figure this out.
Awesome. That's going to be Monday night, 7 o'clock?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, anything else going on in town?
Well, I was going to say, we had the Japan consul.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
General come to us.
Yeah.
Durham and Chapel Hill are partnering to put a bid in for Japan Week, which happens every year internationally. We're competing with Prague for this event. It hasn't been in the United States for 20 years, and it was in California last time. And I'm sorry, I'm blanking on where it was. This is coming up this year. This would be for 2017.
Okay.
It's 1,000 performers would come from Japan to host multiple events in the area attracts people from all over the country and all over the world to come see this. And it's a cultural event. We have a lot of Japanese companies in our area. Morinaga will be open up in May, but there's many more. There was quite a long list, but they came to talk and express their appreciation that we are welcoming and wanting them to be here, and we are. This would be an exciting event for Durham and Chapel Hill to put on together.
So it's the Japanese consul that is just their effort to spread the word about Japanese culture worldwide?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's really cool.
It is cool. These performers travel every year all over the world.
Is it the same people every year?
Apparently it's quite enough. And they bring all their own equipment, and they bring all their costumes, and they pay their own way to go.
Okay.
It's amazing. They're just very determined to spread their cultural awareness of who they are. And
that's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. So
all right,
we keep our fingers crossed. Yeah. We'd like to get that bid.
When are we going to find out?
We will find out in June sometime.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I have to ask, did they say anything about House Bill 2? Because that's the only, literally the first thing that popped into my head.
You know, they didn't.
Okay, good. In this case, I'll say good.
Okay, we didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
I will say we've had a noticeable drop in hotel rooms and some events and venues all across the state. I mean, this is going to be something that affects our state for decades, like we've said. It's just been heartbreaking.
Yeah. But this is good news.
This is good news that we will see.
We'll look forward to June, and if we get that, that's going to be awesome. And it would be the next year, 2017?
Yes, 2017. And we got the Travel Journalists Convention coming here, that's good.
Right,
they do have concerns about HB2, but they're still
coming
to come.
Here, yep.
And we try to keep sending out that message that we are open to everyone.
Uniquely Chapel Hill.
Uniquely Chapel Hill.
All right. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.